Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. It's Tech Talk time now on Good Day at 53 after the hour. We're joined by Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on, well, it may seem that we're going to focus on Uber, but there apparently is an Uber or that concept. It's called the concierge economy. You can call or you can write or you can fetch somebody to do most anything around your home. Let's find out how that works in terms of how you fetch them using technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon, laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
Now that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Under the circumstances, Greg, the apps that help you do your chores, finding people that will do the work more or less, whether it's the personal shopper that some people use, whether it's where to park your car, who's going to cook your dinner. You can order food online. I know we had that service for a while. Get a cleaner for your house. All of these things. So what is it that allows us, I guess allow maybe isn't the right word, but how can we avail ourselves of these things? Is it pretty easy to, or people, you just put an app up and people find it? Is it that easy, or how is this stuff promoted?
It is that easy. Of course, it depends on whether it's available yet in the community where you live or not. These things tend to start in big cities like LA or New York or San Francisco. But there's now services where you just pull out your phone and you hit an app and Washio will come to your house, pick up your laundry, wash it and bring it back for you when you're home again. Mm. Companies like Sprig and Spoon Rocket will come to your house and cook dinner for you. Ship, S-H-Y-P, you have something to mail out, like a package, and it needs to be boxed up first. They'll come and get the thing. They'll box it. They'll take it to the post office for you. One of my favorites is a service called Lux, L-U-X-E. If you're in a city like Los Angeles or New York, you tell them, I'm going to be at the corner of 7th Avenue and 34th Street. There's somebody waiting there for you. They take your car, they park it, and then when you're ready for the car, you could be in a completely different part of the city. They'll come and pick you up again and hand the car off to you. And often wow. These services are able to deliver these services for you at no more than you would pay at a regular garage. Like Lux actually goes and parks your car at an outlying parking place. So instead of paying $20 an hour, you may pay $15 for the entire day. So you actually could save money with some of these services. In other cases, you're going to pay exactly what you would have paid by doing the chore yourself, except oh, yeah, I don't have to actually do the chore.
Meanwhile, the driver is using your car. Meanwhile, the driver is using your car and he's running an Uber service
well,
on the side.
I would want to look into that. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of obviously safety and security issues. And part of what drives this, so people are calling what I just described the concierge economy because you're delegating pieces to an available army of people. There's also what others are calling the reputation economy, which is I get to pick which driver is going to take my car, and I'm going to pick that person based on their rating. So that person has a stake in having a very high rating, so yeah, I know that I can trust
them.
How
much work it is to get all of this stuff in a piece of software? That's what I marvel at this sort of thing.
Well, the software part of it, frankly, is not that hard. I mean, it's been invented now, and so you can almost cut and paste to build your own. It's the hard work here is getting enough people around who are reliable, who can serve everybody who calls and asks for it. That's what makes Uber possible, and it's the same concept here.
I know the drivers do well. The Uber drivers do well.
One of the problems with this concierge economy is it can really drive the value of the service to the bottom. Yeah. And so that's something to be aware of if you're thinking about making some extra money this way.
All right, an interesting overview of concierge economy that we have in America. Greg Stebbins, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, here with us on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.